Lord, we're thankful that we can come again together this afternoon.
主啊, 我们非常感恩, 今天下午我们再次可以聚在一起。
And we acknowledge afresh that we need so much your help when we try to explain the scriptures.
主啊, 我们要记忆需要您的更新, 因为今天我们试图去解释圣经的时候,
And it is especially true in the book of Revelation, where there is so much symbolism, and it's hard for us to know precisely what is referred to by the Spirit of God choosing those symbols.
对主啊，特别是在我们学习启示录的，因为启示录里有很多那种象征性的语言，对我们来说很难确定到底就是说神的圣灵要在这些就是这些象征性的语言里向我们表达什么。So
help us again today, then, as we study, we thank you for each one who has come.
在我们学习的时候，求您帮助我们，我们感谢每一个来参加这个学习的人。
And we pray that each of us will learn from the Lord those things we should learn to live a life of glory for Him.
因为我们祷告每一个人呢，学到他们应该学到的东西，这样呢，我们在我们的人生中呢，会给神带来荣耀。
We ask these things and give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些，并献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, again, welcome to all. And we're going to carry on our studies today, Lord willing, in the book of Revelation, chapter 13.
再次欢迎大家，欢迎大家呢，主要许可我们今天再次开始学习，启示录的第13章。
Now remember, we studied the seven seals that carry on for a long time, and then we studied the seven trumpets, and then we heard about the seven thunders, and now we're just about to get into the seven bowls. But in the meantime, there are things that are going on in the world that are not locked into the theme of the sevens and the sevens and the sevens and the sevens.
这个呢，我们记得我们在学了七个印，七个印呢，它持续一段时间以后呢，然后就里面有七个号，七个号里面有七个雷声，七个雷声呢，我们中间呢，就是马上要学的是七个碗，七个碗呢，所以这个里面呢，现在在这个时候，其实在世界上发生的事情呢，并不是说和那这七个这个系列的有关系的。
As the judgments are coming down, we read in chapter 11 about the two witnesses that were in Jerusalem.
当那个神的审判降临的时候呢，我们在启示录第十一章呢，读到两个见证人来到了耶路撒冷。
And in chapter 12, we learned about the woman who is Israel and the dragon who is the devil. And the devil was fighting, in particular, fighting against the Jewish people.
在第十二章里，我们读到的那个妇人，那个妇人代表是以色列，然后那个农就代表是魔鬼。魔鬼呢，他当时他在和这个妇人征战，征战的时候呢，他特别的指出的就是魔鬼在跟以色列人征战。But
there are other things going on at the same time. It's all very confusing, all very fast, all very important.
但是其他的事情在同时在世界上也在发生，所以呢发生的很快，也非常缓慢，所以呢也非常重要。And
so what's going on in the religious world, the economic world, and in particular the military world, what's going on there?
因为在那些宗教的世界里，在那些经济的世界里，在那个军事的世界里，到底发生了一些什么呢？
And so in the book of Revelation chapter 13, we have not the two witnesses of chapter 11, but we've got the two beasts of chapter 13.
因为在那个第十三章里我们并没有看到那两个见证人，但是我们呢看到了呢那前面的讲到的两个兽。
And these are active definitely in the religious world, but also it turns out in the economic and in the military world, but primarily the religious world.
这个呢就是说呢这基本上代表着当时的宗教的那个世界，同时呢也代表着经济和军事的那个世界，但是特别的是说呢代表着这个宗教的这个世界。
All right, so verse 1 says, the dragon stood on the shore of the sea.
第一节说呢我看见一个兽从海中上来。
This dragon is the one who's been making war against Israel.
这个兽呢就是这个龙呢就是说是他被造是因为要和以色列人打仗。
But he's doing a lot of other things. And so verse 1 goes on and says, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads.With 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head, a blasphemous name.
这里呢讲到的第一节是我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，头上有亵渎的名号。
Now, down through scripture, this character is referred to as a beast, a wild beast.
在那个圣经里你去读到了这个就代表这个兽，特别是代表野兽。
In the same way as the beasts of Daniel, you'll remember there was the lion and the bear and the leopard and the other beasts, lots of beasts in Daniel. And so the question is, what kind of beasts are these?And they're the same kind of wild beast. You don't want to meet a lion on the path when he's hungry and you're all alone.
这个呢你到底这个树代表的什么，代表什么，就像在那个但以理记里但以理书里我们读到大量的这种野兽，就是当时特别是代表的是一个狮子，狮子坑狮子笼里面那个狮子，所以呢这个里面它到底代表的是哪一个野兽呢？其实特别的，它就是那种野兽，当它那个饥饿的时候，你不想一个人单独面对它的时候。
What kind of beast was he?
那么这个野兽是什么呢？
Well, he had 10 horns and 7 heads. So he's a beast with 7 heads, that's kind of hard to describe.And then he has 10 horns on his 7 heads.
这个呢就是说呢这个野兽呢它实际上呢它有七个头，七个头呢这很难去理解和描述。那么在它的七个头上呢有十个角。
And then he's got crowns on his horns, and he's got a blasphemous name.
第三，在他的十角上呢，带着十个冠冕，七头上呢有亵渎的名字。
That is not the only time we find in Scripture this description of this character with the 10 horns, the 7 heads, and so on. It's frequently in Scripture, and when you look up all these references, it's obvious that this relates to a political confederacy.
这里呢就是说呢你看见在那个圣经里面呢凡是描述到这样的野兽的时候呢他们有角有头的时候呢特别的是呢就是代表着政治的那种联盟。
Probably 7 countries, probably 10 powers within those 7 countries, and each of those with a name,And the name associated with each of them, it's all blasphemy. It's not godly. It's all promoted by the devil. And it's a beast in nature. And it is anti-God. It's blasphemous.
这里面呢就是七个角了，七个头呢大约就代表七个国家，七个国家十个角代表的就是十种那个力量。说那样这七个国家呢，他们两个角呢，他们都有他们自己的名字，他们的这个名字呢基本上就是说是亵渎神的那样的一些名字，他们是敌对神的那样一种名字。
From our studies in Daniel, one would conclude that this is the fourth beast in Daniel. Daniel said there was the Babylonian Empire, which was the head of a lion, and then the Russian Empire, the bear, not the Russian, but the Medo-Persian power, the bear, and then the leopard, the Greek king, and then the Roman king comes next, and he's a very ferocious beast. He's like the others, only he's worse.
这个里面讲到的呢，就是但以理书里边大概是第四个兽。第一个兽呢，其实代表巴比伦，巴比伦就是那种狮子的代表。然后中间呢，大概就是波斯的王国呢，其实那个时候它代表的是一种另外的就是一种野兽。然后下面接着呢来的呢，就是代表那个豹子的那一种国家，然后这个呢接下来大概就是罗马帝国，它代表的是这样一种野兽。
This would be the end, therefore, of, excuse me, the Roman Empire, part of the great, image that, Nebuchadnezzar saw. He saw a head of gold and a chest of silver, breast of brass and legs of iron and then feet of iron and clay. And this is the end of that, vision, slightly different vision, but the same theme in chapter 3 and elsewhere in Daniel. Daniel talks about these beasts, and this particular beast is probably the last of those beasts, but related to Rome in particular.
这里呢就是代表的当时的最后的那个帝国，就是罗马帝国。罗马帝国实际上当时就是在尼布甲尼撒他的梦中所梦见的那个雕像。那个雕像呢，它有一个金的头，然后有一个银的那个身子胸，然后有那个铁的那个腿，然后有那个泥做的脚。这个最后呢，这个代表就是当时罗马帝国，因为罗马帝国最可能是最后一个帝国，也同时这代表那四种野兽在但以理书里所描述的。
So this beast is probably something it's often be called the revived Roman Empire or the revived religious Roman Empire. And it consists of many of the European countries that have formed together. And right now they're often called the European Union or the European Common Market. Ultimately, they will be this terrible great beast.
这里讲到的这个野兽呢，代表的就是那种复兴的罗马帝国。罗马帝国甚至就是说呢，复兴的罗马的那种宗教，或者说现在我们所看到的在欧洲的那些国家，他们联合在一起，这些欧洲国家就现在就是他们所称之为的欧盟或者欧洲共同经济体。所以这些呢全部就是说代表最后他们呢联合在一起形成了这个野兽。
Now the beast here in verse 2, the beast I saw resembled a leopard, had feet like a bear, and a mouth like that of a lion.
这里第二节讲到我所看见的时候呢，形状像豹，脚像熊的脚，口像狮子的口。
Daniel tells us that it was the Greek Empire that was like the leopard. It was the Persian Empire that was like the bear. It was the Babylonian Empire that was like the lion. And this beast, this empire, is going to be like all three of those. It'll be the terrible consequence of those three, only worse.
因为但以理呢，它实际上描述的是说那个当时的那个就是叫什么上报的那个，就是当时的那个波斯帝国，然后那个脚像熊的呢，大概是像报的是希腊帝国，像脚像熊的呢是波斯帝国，然后口像狮子，这个是巴比伦帝国。
And verse 2 says, at the end, the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority.
第二节继续说呢，那农将自己的能力、作为和大权柄都给了他。
So this beast, which is really this empire, is not just a beast, it's an empire, it's an individual who is over the empire. Just as Nebuchadnezzar was over the Babylonian empire, so, this beast is going to be both the empire and the beast that's over it, the man who's over it.
这个里面讲的呢，其实是讲的这个三个兽，这个整个的一个兽呢，其实代表的当时那些国家，那些国家联合一在一起的，就也是同时呢，也代表统治那个国家的那个领导人，就像那个尼布甲尼撒当时统治着那个巴比伦一样的，所以这里面的代表的所有的就是这个国家和国家的领导人，同时这个也是。
All right, and the devil is behind this beast, both the man and the countries.The devil is behind it, and he gives them three things. He gives this beast his power. He's going to be strong. He gives this beast his throne or his position. He will be in great authority. He'll not only have power and a throne, but his throne will have authority, and that authority will go a long way. This particular beast,is extremely powerful. Devil control.
这里呢其实说是讲到的呢，那个魔鬼是在这个野兽之后的。这个野兽说那个魔鬼那个龙呢，就把他自己的能力给了他，能力给了他，不光能力给了他，给他的宝座，就是座位也给了他。这个座位呢就代表着当时他的位置，但是这种座位呢不当是有当时这样的宝座，同样呢也是有大的权柄给他，这样的权柄给他呢，所以这个都给了当时这个野兽所代表的国家和国家的领导人，所以这个野兽呢他是非常的有能力的。
One of the heads, verse 3, of this beast seemed to have had a fatal woundBut the fatal wound had been healed, and the whole world was astonished and followed the beast.
那时候我看见兽的七个头，有一个似乎受了死伤，那死伤的却医好了，全地的人都稀奇，跟从那兽。
Now this theme is referred to several times in the book of Revelation, and it is that the beast had life, and then he died, and then he rose again,And now he lives. And so there was a miraculous, resurrection, if you like, in that beast.
这个主题呢在启示录里其实一直在出现。在出现的时候呢，因为这个野兽呢他就是先活着，然后他死了。死了以后呢，然后他又复活了，如果你认为是复活的话。他又复活了，复活了以后呢，他又活着，所以这样呢，这个野兽它其实在这里是以这种神迹般的方式存在。
That resurrection was so great that the verse ends by saying the whole world was astonished and followed the beast. They said that this beast died and rose again. This is absolutely incredible, and the devil used it.To cause the world to not only be amazed by it, but to follow that beast because of the death and the resurrection.
所以这个野兽呢，其实它呢死了又活，死了又活，它这个复活的影响如此之大，这是全世界都感到惊奇。它惊奇到一个什么程度呢？它就跟从着那个野兽，那个野兽实际上就是魔鬼，他使用的这个手段，他让他复活，复活，然后死了，复活，复活以后呢，然后让整个世界都来，就是不光惊奇，并且跟从着他。
Now the whole of the Christian life.Is based on the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. If Jesus hadn't died, we're still in our sins. If Jesus hadn't risen from the dead, we wouldn't have new life. But the death, burial, resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, vital to the truth of God, mentioned over and over and over in the book of Acts and in the epistles prophesied in the Old Testament.
这样我们基督徒的人生呢，他的最基本的理论就是主耶稣基督死了，然后埋葬了，埋葬了，然后复活了。如果主耶稣基督没有为我们死，我们仍然活在我们罪中。如果主耶稣基督没有复活，那么我们不会有新的生命。所以呢，圣经里是在不断的，不管是书信呢、福音呢，还是旧约，你都在不断的重复这样一个重要的一个真理，就主耶稣基督死了、埋葬了、复活。
All of this going on the earth at the time of the other things going on.
所以这些事情呢，在当时在地球上呢一直发生的，但是其他的事同时也在发生。
Now verse 4 says,Men worshipped the dragon, that's the devil, because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshipped the beast. So this is a religious theme here. And the devil gives power to the beast and people marvel at what happened to the beast. And they worship the devil and they worship the beast.
实际上讲到的呢，他们敬拜那将自己权柄给了兽的龙，这个龙就是魔鬼，也敬拜那兽。这里发生的事情基本上就是这样的，那个魔鬼呢，把他的权柄呢赐给了那个兽，然后呢，世界上的人们看见了以后呢，他们就去膜拜那个魔鬼。魔鬼呢，因为魔鬼把权柄呢又赐给了一个兽，他们同时呢也就去膜拜那个兽。
And verse 4 goes on, says, they asked, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? He wasn't just a religious power, but he was a strong political power. And in particular, he was an extremely strong military power.
也就是讲到那第四节后面说，那谁能与这兽，谁能与他交战呢？所以这个野兽呢，它是极其有能力的，特别的就是代表呢政治方面的能力和其他的一些能力，尤其是代表这个军事上的这种能力。
And the question is how powerful, and the answer is who could stand against him. As far as the world can see, he is all powerful.
这个里面讲的呢，这个他有多大的权能呢？权能这个就是说，就是答案就是没有人能够与他交战。所以这个人，这个兽在世界上的世人的眼里呢，是绝对的有那种能力。
So he isn't just a religious power now, he's a military power, he is the world's great dictator.
因为这个呢不光是他有宗教的权利，这样呢他同时呢他有那个军事上的这样的权能，所以当时呢他是世界上最大的独裁者。
And this man...Who's in charge of this beast? Who is the beast? The beast, remember, both the man and the economic religious system. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months.
第五节说呢，又赐给他，就是这个野兽。大家记得，这个野兽是代表的当时那些经济共同体和他们自己国家的领导人。所以又赐给他说夸大亵渎的话的口，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。
So this beast comes to power over time, and finally he reaches his zenith, and he's in charge now for 42 months. He is the reigning power on the earth.
这个权力呢，是他是逐渐的这样升起的。 你知道，当他达到了那个顶峰的时候呢，他会统治世界42个月。
Verse 6, he opened his mouth to blaspheme God, to say terrible things about God, to slander God's name, to slander God's dwelling place, and to slander those who live in heaven. He spoke against God. He spoke against Jerusalem and the people in Jerusalem who were living there for God's glory, and he spoke against those who were in heaven. He was a bad man.
这里呢，这个时候就开口向神说：“亵渎的话，亵渎神的名，并他的帐幕，比起那些往天上的事，住在天上的。”实际上，这个野兽呢，他就是说像神的话，像当时住在耶路撒冷的和那些里面的人呢，说他们的坏话。 跟他们对抗，然后也说那些住在天上的人的那些人，跟他们对抗。
Verse 7, he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them.
并且说呢，这个野兽呢又任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他。
So the question is, who were the saints?
答案呢，这个问题是，这里的圣徒是谁呢？
Well, they certainly weren't the Christians who had been raptured prior to all this. Those Christians were with Jesus in heaven, so Satan wasn't making war against them.
这个当然不是那些，就是说在这些事情发生之前。 已经被提到天上去的那些基督徒，因为那些基督徒呢已经在天堂里撒旦呢没办法跟他争战。Well,
these saints would be those who believed in God and in Jesus after the rapture, believed in him during the tribulation and the days immediately prior to the tribulation, but after the rapture.
这些圣徒呢，就是那些在教会被提以后信了神和主耶稣基督的那些人，他们是在那个教会被提以后，然后信了主，马上信了主耶稣基督的那些人，而神呢，然后在大灾难中，信了主耶稣基督和神的那些人。And
remember from Revelation chapter 7 that there were a great multitude who trusted the Lord after. The rapture, they had never said no to the message of the gospel. Some of them were born later, never had an opportunity to be part of the church, born after the rapture.
现在大家记得，在其实呢，第七章以后呢，那时候有很多很多的人呢，他们信了主。现在主呢，这些人呢，他们是从来没有对福音说不的那一群人，或者呢，就是那些在教会被提以后出生的那一群人，他们在这个时候呢，得救了，成为这些圣徒。And
so who was apparently in charge at this time? Well, it wasn't the Christians. It wasn't those who believed in God. Because this beast has power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation.
所以谁当时在统治一切呢？当然不是这些在信在大灾难中，就是在教会被提和信主的那些人。因为呢，这里你读到他那些。 任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜了，又把权柄赐给了野兽，制服各族、各民、各方、各国。So
his great power and authority comes from the revived Roman Empire in Europe, but it extends all over the world. To every tribe, every people, every language, every nation, all the inhabitants of the earth will worship this beast.
这个呢，就是说呢，他制服了各族、各民、各方、各国，凡住在地上的这些人呢，都在敬拜这个野兽。
And that is all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world.
这些人呢，都是名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的那些人，他们都在敬拜那个野兽。
So those who believed in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ, they will not worship the beast, but the beast will still have power over them, and he will probably kill them, but they will not worship him. Their names are on God's registry.
这些呢，信神、信主耶稣基督的人呢，他们并不敬拜那个野兽，但是那个野兽呢，在他们身上仍然统治着他们。我说他们呢，他们如果说呢，那个野兽呢，有可能把他们杀了，因为他不敬拜他们的时候呢，但是他们的名字是在神的那个登记册上的。
So the Lord maintains a list called the Book of Life, a list of all who believe in Jesus.
所以主呢，他有一个名单，这个名单上呢，把那些所有人的相信主耶稣基督的人的名字都记载在上面。
So, if someone were to ask me whether I was who I was and where I was, I would simply say, you go to the book of life and look me up. And if my name is in the book of life, I'm one of Jesus' people. If my name's not in the book of life, I'm not.
因为有个人又有人问我说你是谁，我就跟他说呢，你去看一下那个神的那个生命册。生命册呢，如果说我的名字在那个生命册上，那么我就是主耶稣基督那边的。
It's a wonderful thing. It's mentioned many times, excuse me, in scripture. Moses said, Lord, if you don't help us, if you won't be gracious to Israel, take my name out of the book that you've written.
奇妙的一个主题在那个圣经里一直在重复着，就像摩西在那个摩西之类摩西说的主啊，如果你不来看顾以色列的话，就把我的名字从您写的那个书上除掉。
Verse 9 says, He who has an ear to hear, let him hear.
第九节说，凡有耳的就应当听。
And I think the issue there is your name really written in the book?
我认为在这里的问题就是说呢，你的名字是真的写在那个册子上吗？
I can't remember all the words of the hymn, but the question is asked, is my name written there in that book, bright and fair, in the Book of the Ages, is my name written there? That's all that matters. I want my name to be in his book.
这里呢，他有一个赞美诗，他不能，他记不得全部的词，就是那个赞美诗所讲的，就是我的名字记在那本书上吗？那个书是一个光亮的、美丽的一本书，我的名字记在那本书上吗？所有要重要的东西是我的名字，是不是记载在神的那个生命册上？
How do you get your name in his book? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. That's what we've all got to do in this dispensation, and after the rapture, they've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ too.
你怎么样让你的名字记在咱神的生命册上呢？你就是信主耶稣基督，你必得救。得救以后，你的名字就写在那个这命册上。这就是我们这个时代和一直延续到启示录那个时候那个时代的所有的人要做的事情。
If anyone is to go into captivity, he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword, he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints.
第十节说呢，掳掠人的必被掳掠，用刀杀人的必被刀杀，圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
So, the issue is, on that day, are people going to worship the devil and bow down to the beast? Or are they going to say, no, I serve the Lord, I will worship the Lord, and I won't bow down to the beast?
所以呢，在那个时代，他们的问题就是呢，这些人呢，他是要去敬拜那个魔鬼呢，就是服拜那个野兽呢？ 还是要去服侍敬拜我们的主耶稣呢？
It's almost like the story in Daniel chapter 3 of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, isn't it?
所以这个呢，基本上就是说，在但以理书里面的那三个人，但是米歇尔和那个这三个在火窑中的那三个人。
Nebuchadnezzar said, you worship the beast, you worship my image, or I will throw you into the fiery furnace.
这个呢，当时尼布甲尼撒说呢，你来敬拜我的，或者敬拜我的雕像，然后呢，如果你不敬拜，我就把你扔到那个火窑里去。
These three outstanding men said, Nebuchadnezzar, if he would like to, our God is able to deliver us, even from your fire. And if he chooses not to deliver us, won't make any difference. We are not going to bow down and worship your beast.
这个呢，三个杰出的使神的人，他说呢，尼布甲尼撒，我们不会敬拜你的。如果呢，我也不会敬拜你的兽。 因为如果你把我们放到火窑里去，那么呢，神，我们的神会把我们从火窑中救出来。如果我们的神不把我们从火窑里救出来，那么说呢，对我们来说也没什么区别。总的来说，我们是不会敬拜你和敬拜你的野兽。Do
you remember those three men were saved through the fire? In this instance, the people, most of them are going to be killed by the beast. And then they'll go to heaven, and everything's going to be wonderful.
所以呢，你们也记得那个三个人呢被神给拯救了。但是呢，这个时候这个世界里呢，很多人呢，他们不敬拜这个野兽呢，他们会被杀掉。杀掉以后呢，他们会去到天堂。But
that's not the whole story. So verse 11 says, "Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a ram, like a lamb rather, but he spoke like a dragon."
这个故事呢，并没结束。第十一节说呢，我又看见另有一个兽从地中上来，有两角如同羊羔，说话好像龙。Okay,
so this character is called the beast. He'll therefore be like the other beast. And he's got two horns like a lamb, so he's going to look like a strange beast because he's following the dragon, but he's like a lamb, like the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里呢，这个人物呢也被描述成一个野兽，一个野兽呢，这个野兽呢，实际上它看起来很奇怪，奇怪呢，因为它是有两个角，两个角呢，它是 跟从那个魔鬼的，但是呢，他又长得像羊，像羔羊。羔羊实际上是我们的主耶稣基督。
So he looked like a lamb, but he spoke like the devil.
看起来那上帝，但是他说话呢，就像个魔鬼。
And we know this about him. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf. And he made the earth and its inhabitants to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed.
第12句说呢，他在头上，他在头一个兽面前施行头一个兽所有的权柄，并且叫地和住在地上的人。
So the Bible scholars usually teach us that the first beast is the Antichrist. He's the one who stands against the Christ.
因为这圣经的学者呢，通常呢，他们教导说呢，第一个也说呢，实际上是敌基督的，因为他们站在那里是敌对基督的。
And this second beast is often referred to as the false prophet. The Antichrist and the false prophet going together to serve the devil and to defy God.
这个呢就是第一个呢就是第二个也说呢就是代表那些假先知。假先知呢就是这些敌基督的和假先知呢他们在一起。他们在一起呢干坏事他们污神的名。
And so this second beast, the second beast made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast. The false prophet makes the inhabitants worship the Antichrist, whose fatal wound had been healed.
因为这简单的第二个也说呢，就是这些假先知呢和这些第一个那个敌基督的呢，他们在叫地上的人，地上的人呢都来就是敬拜那个敌基督的。Now
how did the false prophet get people to worship the Antichrist?
因为这个。 那些假先知怎么样使地上的人去敬拜那个敌基督的？
Verse 13 says, He performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of man.
因为这些假先知又行大奇事，是在人面前叫火从降到地下。All
right, so how does he get people to worship the Antichrist? Answer, he just does lots of miracles.
所以呢，他怎么让那些假先知，怎么让那些地上人呢，敬拜那个敌基督呢？因为他在地上行很多的奇事。In
the days of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was the Holy Spirit working through him who did many miracles in order that people would turn and acknowledge Jesus Christ was the Savior and Lord.
因为在主耶稣基督的那个时代呢，那个神的圣灵呢，通过主耶稣基督的行啊，大量的神迹，这样实际就是为了让那个人呢，知道，让他们转到主这里来认识主是他们的救主和主。The
same thing was true in the days of the apostles. The apostle Paul, the apostle Peter, they did marvelous miracles. They did it by the power of the Spirit of God, causing people to acknowledge that Jesus Christ was Lord.
因为同样的事情发生在那个使徒年代，使徒年代当时发生在使徒保罗啊、使徒彼得身上，使徒彼得身上，他们通过神的圣灵呢，通过他们行的奇事，让人知道主耶稣基督就是主。
So the Godhead is a Trinity. There is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They are three in one. They're working together, but they are a Trinity.
因为神性呢，它实际上呢是三位一体的，那里有呢父神、子神而圣灵神，他们呢就是一起来做工，但是他们都是自己是自己，他们是三位一体的。
So the devil, the great counterfeit of God, says, I've got a trinity too. The devil is equal to God the Father, he says, and better. And then the Antichrist is like the Christ. And the false prophet comes along, and he is like the Holy Spirit.
然后那个神的最大主要的敌人的魔鬼呢，说我也是三位一体的。我的三位一体呢，就是魔鬼他自己像是父神，然后那个敌基督的呢，像是我们的主耶稣基督，然后那个假先知们呢，就像是圣灵。
Now you remember that when the Lord Jesus was here, he said, I came in my Father's name, and you rejected me. Another will come in his own name, and him you will receive.And so this Antichrist came in his own name, not in the name of God. He came in his own name. He will be received. He will have the devil behind him. He will have the false prophet, doing miracles for him, and the world will follow him. This is the ungodly trinity at work.
这个大家记得主耶稣基督还在这里的时候呢，他跟他们说呢，我是奉我的父的名来到这里的，你们却拒绝了我。但是那些奉他自己的名来的人呢，你们却要接受他。所以这里讲到的实际上这个敌基督呢，他来了，他的后面呢是那个魔鬼。魔鬼，然后呢，他也有那些假先知像那样跟他一起做工，这样的他们这样一个假的三位一体，那么世人呢反而接受了他们，敬拜他们。
Now of all the miracles he does, and he will no doubt do many miracles, this false prophet will have miraculous powers. His greatest miracle will be to make fire come down from heaven.
这些呢，所有的假先知呢，他们都要会行一些奇事。其实呢，他们行的最大的奇事呢，他是甚至在人间叫火从天上降到地下。
That's pretty scary. Did God ever use that power?
这个是非常可怕的。神用没用这样的一个权力呢？
Yes, at the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, God destroyed the city, sending fire and brimstone.Down from heaven.
因为这个是的，神当时在索多玛和蛾摩拉的时候呢，神从天上降下火和硫磺火石，把他们摧毁了。
In the days of Elijah, King Ahab sent a man with 50 soldiers against him and said, "O man of God, you come down."
因为在那个以利亚那个时代呢，就是亚哈王呢派了一个人带领50个军士去找那个以利亚，他说神的人呢，你下来。
And Elijah said, well, if I'm a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and destroy you and the 50 soldiers who are with you.
因为以利亚说，那如果我是属神的人，从神来的人，那么说呢，让天上降下火来，把你和你带领的50个军士都烧死。
And in a miraculous way, it happened again.
一个神奇的方式呢，它又发生了。
How many times in scripture did fire come down from God? Many times.
在圣经里有多少次那个天上降下了火是从神来的呢？很多次。
What about the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11? What did they do?
那个在启示录第11章里面的那两个证人他们做了什么？
Well, when people came to kill them, they simply went, and fire came out of their mouths and destroyed them. That was an evidence they were from God.
现在这个呢，当那些人呢要来杀掉那两个先知的时候呢，那两个先知就像这样，这样呢，他的火就从他口里出来了，后来把那些人烧死了。这是证据，证明他们两个是从神来的。
How is this false prophet going to get people to worship the Antichrist?
所以这个假先知他们怎么样使人来敬拜那个敌基督呢？
He's going to send fire from heaven. Wow, they're going to say this has got to be God.
他们会从天上降下火来，那些人说，啊，这些人一定是从神来的。
But the question, of course, is, would the devil have the power to do a miracle to call down fire from heaven? How could the devil ever have that power?
所以呢，这个问题就是呢，那个魔鬼呢，他能够从天上降下火来吗？所以这魔鬼他是怎么样有这样的权力的呢
？And he used that power. The devil used that power, didn't he? Way back in the days of Job.
所以呢，魔鬼呢，他确实用了那样的权力，就是我们可以追溯回去到约伯记的时候。
How did Job's family get killed, his sons and daughters?
约伯的家人是怎么被杀的呢？他的儿子们和女儿们。
The devil called down fire from heaven.
那个魔鬼从天上降下火来。
Do you think people are going to believe the devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet? Do you think people are going to believe him in this day?
你认为在那个时候那个当时地上的人会相信那个魔鬼，相信敌基督还有那些假先知吗？
Yes, how? Because the devil is going to act like God and he will have many great powers, almost godlike powers for miracles and for fire from heaven.
因为他们是会相信他们的，因为呢，当时这个魔鬼呢，他有这样的权力，他这样的权力呢，他的这个权力几乎呢像是神的权力，所以他们又用这样的权力呢去行奇事，而且呢，他们呢，又可以从天上降下火，而他们说啊，这肯定是从神来的。
Verse 14.Because of the signs he was given power, to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. That is what the devil has always done. He is a liar. He is a deceiver. And he is very clever and very skillful in his lies. And he willfind it on this occasion easier to get people to believe the lie by doing miracles. So they'll say, you can't deny the miracle, therefore I must be God.
这里呢，第实际上第四节，他有权柄，他第十四节，他因赐给他权柄，在兽面前那些骑士就迷惑住地上的人。所以这个魔鬼呢，他是说谎的，他是那个欺骗的，而且他是非常聪明的，他在这方面呢也是非常熟练的。所以呢，他会像这样去熟练的去说谎、欺骗，但又用他手上的权力去行那些奇事，又从天上降下火来，这样呢，他就迷惑住掉地上的人。第二人说呢，如果他能行这样的事呢，那他一定是神。
Verse 14 goes on and says, He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived.
第四节后面继续说呢，他对住在地上人说，要给那受刀伤还活着的兽做个像。
That reminds you a lot of Nebuchadnezzar, doesn't it? He built a great beast in Daniel chapter 2, and he said, everybody's got to worship that beast. This prophet builds a great big image in honor of the Antichrist, the beast, and he commands people to worship that.
这个让你想起来你们讲的萨是不是呢？因为他当时呢也建立了那个雕像，建立的也是那些让人去敬拜他。那么这个里面呢，他这个也说呢，他也是跟那个魔鬼跟那个敌基督的建立了雕像，然后呢让地上的人呢都去敬拜他。
But this is a very special kind of an image. Verse 15. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast. So there's an image of the first beast, but it's able to breathe so that this beast could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed.
这里呢，这是个特别的雕像。 特别雕像，你记得第一个兽，第一个兽呢，他把他们做成雕像以后呢，又有权柄赐给他，叫兽像有生气。那现在好像是活着的，所以并且他能说话，又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
So Nebuchadnezzar built a beast, and then he said everybody should worship it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said no. Then he said, all right, if you won't worship the beast, I'll kill you.
那尼布甲尼撒呢，就做了这个兽的雕像，说那三个人呢敬拜这个兽的雕像，然后那三个人说呢我不敬拜，他说你如果不敬拜，我就杀了你们。This
is similar, only different.
这个是类似的，只是说有一点点区别。The
false prophet builds the image of the beast.
这些假先知呢，就建立了那个野兽的像。And
then the very image starts to speak. And the image says, if you don't bow down and worship me, I, the image, will kill you.
这个雕像呢，他就开始说话了。又两个人说话说呢，如果你们不敬拜我，我就杀了你们。
Is that pretty scary?
这个是非常可怕的吗?
We have in our world today what is called artificial intelligence.
所以呢，我们在当今世界呢，我们被称之为一个叫人工智能的。
This is artificial intelligence carried right out to the point where this beast, something like a great big robot, this beast has the power to tell people to worship him. And if they don't, the image, the artificial intelligence has the power to reach out and kill you.
你当今的这个人工智能呢，它会发展到一定的程度，最后发展到就是现在这样的。现在这样呢，就是这个像这个野兽的这个雕像呢，就像一个大的机器人。这个机器人呢，它甚至能说话。 他说话，他的人工智能到这个程度，他说如果你们不敬拜我，这个人工智能的机器人呢，他都能够杀掉你。
Almost reads like science fiction, doesn't it?
所以呢，就是来像一个科技的小说，是不是？
I often wonder where science fiction comes from.
我总是奇怪这些科技的小说从哪里来的。
I believe that many science fiction writers get their position by reading the Bible, and then they write science fiction around it.
我认为那些很多那个科技小说的作者、科幻小说作者呢，他们的那个灵感是来自圣经，他们读了圣经以后呢，他们才写了这些科幻小说。I
believe that many wicked men today get their practices, their philosophies, their policies from reading the Bible and twisting them in terms of getting power for themselves.
有人今天的很多人呢，就是那些哲学的呀，还有一些什么其他的形的一些东西呢，他们大概都是从那个圣经里来的。他们读了圣经以后呢，然后强解圣经里面的经文，然后把这样的权利呢用在他们自己身上。
All right, verse 16. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead.
第六节说呢，他又叫众人无论大小贫富自主的为奴的都在右手上或是额上受一个印记。
Now remember, the 144,000 were sealed with a mark on their foreheads.
大家记住那个有144,000人呢他们在他们的额头上有一个印记。
So the beast and the false prophet say, we gotta put mark on foreheads too, we can do that. And so they got people to put their mark on their forehead or on their right hand.
现在这个野兽的时候呢我们也在我们额头上做一个印记。但是他们把那个印记呢放在他们的额头上或者说放在他们的右手上。
And they said, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
第六十七节说呢除了那受印记又有了寿命或者有寿命数目的都不得做买卖。
Okay, is that possible?
这个是可能的吗
Yep.
是。
We probably wouldn't have believed that it could be that serious until the last couple of years. But now we've been told you can't do all kinds of things unless you've been vaccinated.
现在我们实际甚至想不到的这个事情来得这么快直到那个近两年。近两年呢其实我们被告知呢除非你接种疫苗否则的话有很多事情你不能做。
I wanted to do something yesterday. I went up, wanted to speak to somebody. They said, have you been vaccinated? I said, no. They said, you can't come in here.
今天我要跟一个人去说话我跟人讲话呢我就跟他说呢他们就问呢问我说我去看一个人他问我说呢你接种疫苗了我说没有而如果你没有接种疫苗你不能进来。
How many people lost their job because they weren't vaccinated?
有多少人因为没有接种疫苗而失去工作呢
How many people can't get a job because they're not vaccinated?
有多少人因为他们没有接种疫苗不能找到工作了
It's only a small step to go from an injection to a mark on the forehead or on the hand.
这里呢只是差一小步就是说呢这里只是你注射一下注射到在你的额头上这么印记或者手上这么印记呢只是一小步。
What's the difference between a mark and a chip?
所以呢这个印记和这个一个芯片有什么不同呢
Are we almost there?
你们快到那里了吗
Who could possibly have given John sufficient insight to realize that no one will be able to buy or sell unless they have the mark of the beast?How did he know that 2,000 years ago?
谁是最有可能给那个使徒约翰这样的想法就是说呢除非你有这样的印记否则你不能做买卖他怎么知道是谁告诉他的在2000多年之前呢
Who told John that in the late part of the 20th century,The nations that had been part of the Roman beast 2,000 years ago would get together to form the European common market so that they would be in a position to be the beast of Revelation.
所以呢这个呢谁可能告诉那个使徒约翰使徒约翰就说呢在2000多年之前他就知道知道那个当时的那个罗马帝国会发展成现在这个欧洲的经济共同体。这个经济共同体呢他们将来呢就形成了在启示录里这个兽。
There are many reasons why we believe the Bible.
那里有很多理由为什么我们要相信圣经。
Not the least of which is,We can't prove it false.
首先呢我们不能证明它是错的。
One of the reasons we believe the Bible is because the book of Revelation has prophesied what's going to happen, and we can see it developing right before our eyes.
因这个呢，就是说呢，其中一个原因呢，就是启示录它其实呢可以预测将来呢一步一步要发生的事情。我们甚至在我们眼前，我们已经看到了很多事情发生了。Computerization,
artificial intelligence, the mark of the beast, on and on and on it goes. It's all there.
电脑化，然后人工智能，然后呢，头上要有那种印记，所以这一切的一切都是一直持续在发生的。Verse 18节。
This mark on the forehead or the hand, this mark calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast. For it is man's number. His number is 666.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是第十八节讲呢，在这里有智慧。这里就是这个印记上呢，它就是有智慧。凡有聪明的，可以算计数的数目，因为这是人的数目，它的数目是666。
Is that interesting?
这个是有趣的吗?
Is it significant?
这个是有什么意义呢?
In the Hebrew language, the number 7 is significant. The Hebrew says the number 7 simply means whole or complete or perfect.
因为在希伯来文里呢，这个数字呢，它是有独特的意义的，特别是这个七，这个七呢，代表是一个整数，代表是一个完成了的，代表是一个完美的数。The
number 8 in the Hebrew language is very simple. It simply says one more than whole or complete or perfect.
所以呢，这个第八。 八这个数呢，在希伯来文里面就是它意思非常简单，就是比那个完整的多一个，比那个就是完成多一个，比完美的再多一个。And
the number 6 in the Hebrew language is also very simple.
第六呢，在那六在希伯来文里也是同样是非常简单。It
simply means one less than whole or complete or perfect.
那简单的说呢，就是差一个就完美了，差一个就完成了，差一个就完整了。
So if you were counting in the Hebrew language, you would go whatever 1 is, 2 is, 3 is, 4 is, 5 is, and then you would say 1 less than whole, complete, and perfect, and then whole and complete and perfect, and then 1 more than whole and complete and perfect, and then 9.
现在如果你是数希伯来数字呢，不管你从一二三四五数到哪里，但是你数到第六的时候呢，就是差一个就完成了，差一个就成整了，差一个就完美了。然后你再读到七的时候呢，就是说呢，完整的，然后完成了完美的，然后你读到八呢，然后就是多一个就完美的多一个，完整多一个，就是完成多一个完美多一个，然后你再读到九。
So, if you had to put a number on God, what would you say? You'd say he's 777. The God the Father is whole, complete, and perfect. God the Son is whole, complete, and perfect. And God the Holy Spirit is whole, complete, and perfect. 777. That's a pretty good number.
所以如果要给神一个数字，那是什么呢？这就七七七。因为七七为什么要七七七呢？第一个七呢，就代表神父神，他是完整的，他是完成的，他是完美的。然后第二个七呢，代表子神，我们的主耶稣基督，他也是完整的、完成的，然后完美的。然后第三个七字代表圣灵神。那么这个圣灵呢，就是他也是完整的、完成了、完美的。
And so the devil comes along and he takes mankind in Revelation 13, in the whole book of Revelation. He takes mankind and he says, we are going to fight against God.
然后那个魔鬼呢，他来到这个启示录里说呢，他把所有的人都聚在一起，他说呢，我们要聚在一起，我们要和神战斗。
And his number is 666, less than. The devil is not God, and the beast is not Jesus Christ. And the false prophet is not the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't matter how many miracles they do, they're still 666 and not
777. 那个假先知呢，他不是那个圣灵，他也差一点。所以呢，他们永远成不了神。他们尽管他们在地上能够行那么多的神迹，但是他们都差一点。所以他们的数字呢，就是666，他们永远不是神。
So there was a prime minister in Canada many years ago, about 50 years ago. He had a nice car. It was a Mercedes convertible.
因为有一个加拿大的总理很多年前呢，他呢有一个很漂亮的车，那是奔驰的那个敞篷车。He
decided that he would have a license plate on his car, and the license plate had three numbers on it.
所以呢，他决定呢，在他的那个车上呢，也用他的车牌，车牌上呢应该有三个数字。What
were those three numbers?
那三个数字是什么呢？
Six. Okay. God says, Mr. Trudeau, you're making fun of the God of heaven. You're in deep trouble, Mr.
Trudeau. 所以呢，你现在呢，你有很大的麻烦了。
My friend didn't like it, so he ordered a special license plate number, and it read 777. He wanted people to recognize that his God was the only God.
因为我们呢，有一个朋友呢，他不喜欢那个特鲁多，然后他就自己呢，他定制了一个车牌，这个车牌呢，他的车牌的号码就是777，他要所有的人都记住啊，他的神才是真神。
There are some people who like the number 8.
就你有些人呢喜欢8这个数字。
I've seen license plates 8, 8, 8. What's that mean?
发现呢，那个有些车牌上写着8, 8, 8，这个什么意思呢？
Means the man driving that car believes in good luck.
这个意味着那个开那个车的人都相信呢，能够给他带来好运。
There is no such thing as good luck.
没有什么事是好运的。
There is a good God. There are good blessings that flow from God. But there is no such thing as good luck. God is sovereign over every single detail of life. There is no such thing as good luck.
另外我们就是只有一个神，只有一个呢，我们一个好神，那他会给你带来好的福气。那么说呢，这个好的福气呢，就是说，没有什么神，没有什么东西是幸运的，因为神是他统治一切的，他掌管着每一个事情的细节，所以呢，这里没有是什么是幸运，靠幸运可以得。And
if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never have good luck in this life, or in the endless eternity of suffering that will follow.
因为如果你不相信主耶稣基督呢，你在今生你不会有任何的好运，甚至说到你死了以后呢，你那个有一个永恒的痛苦在等着你。
Okay, our verse says, here is wisdom.
我们的那个 经文说的这里是智慧。
If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it's man's number. His number is 666. Don't get confused. Don't follow man. His number is 666 at best. This terrible trinity, the devil, the beast, and the false prophet, all they will do is produce calamity for all and ultimate destruction for themselves. We'll see that when we get to Revelation 19 and 20.
也就是你就是万金尊在这里有智慧函聪明的可以细算数的数目，因为这是一个人的数目，他的数目是666，所以呢不要去跟随这些有666的这样的人。这666呢，他们是那个第一个代表着魔鬼，第二个代表着敌基督，第三个代表着那些假先知。他们这所有的这些人聚在一起呢，他们所有的呢都是在制造灾祸，他们制造灾祸最终呢会导致呢整个世界的毁灭，包括他们自己也要毁灭。
All right, well, if that's the first time you've ever gone over that material, your head is swimming, and you say, wow.
因为如果你是第一次你来读到这样的一些资料的话呢，那么你的头呢就会像游泳一样，就是哦。
So, rather than carry on to chapter 14, which we will do next week, let's see if there's some questions for clarification on chapter 13. Anything I can say to make it easier to understand?
因为在我们进入到下一章14章之前呢，认为现在是要给大家一些时间。给大家时间就是大家有没有什么问题，或者什么什么有什么事情他刚才讲过的要澄清的，或者说呢他能够把他讲得更让你容易理解一些。
Who would like to ask a question?
谁愿意问一个问题了？那老王，你那个 mute。
Somebody,
I think
ask a question.
We want to ask a question, but he touched the wrong button.
能听见我吗？
能听见，能听见。你那个图像关了。
对对对。
He's back. Good.
这个里头就说这个受印记的问题，就是因为受的人印记的，不受受的人印记的都不得做买卖。那是不是指的在末世的时候会出现一些集权国家？集权国家，他们就像苏联这样，你必须是党员了或者什么，你只受这个印记，你才能生活，是不是这个意思
？Yeah. So Vic's question is about that, so that no one could buy or sell until he had the mark.
Yes.
He said that this mark means that's in some dictator country, and that just like you have to be a communist party member or something like that,
yes.
That you have to, then you can do something.
Yes, that's true. Yep.
是的，就是那样的。
So, it's true, a communist country will have it, but even a country like Canada would have it.
这个呢就也是个事实，就算像那些集权国家，像共产党的国家会有，但是就算像我们加拿大这样的国家，同样也会发生那种情况。
If you can't, if you're not vaccinated, you can't get a job or you can't keep a job. Same concept.
另外就是如果你没有打疫苗，你就不能找到工作，甚至不能保持你的工作，所以这个是一个同一个概念。
There were people who joined the protest a year ago in Ottawa. They took a truck to Ottawa and they parked the truck in downtown Ottawa.
因为几年前呢，就是有人在渥太华示威，就是那些卡车集装箱卡车司机呢，他们把他们的集装箱卡车开到了渥太华，然后把他们的车停在街道上。
Many of those people found that their bank accounts were frozen, and they could not get access to their money because the government had frozen their bank accounts against them and said, you don't deserve to get any money for anything. You can't pay your mortgage. You can't buy an ice cream cone. You can't do anything because you don't agree with our policies and you have joined the protests in Ottawa.
Wow. 参加示威的那些人呢，好多人呢发现呢，他们的银行账号被冻结了，所以呢，那个政府其实说是冻结了，他们不能从银行里拿出一分钱，那些参加示威的人。所以呢，那些政府就跟他说呢，因为你参加了示威，所以呢，你现在没有钱付你的那个mortgage， 也没有钱呢去买一个冰淇淋。所以呢，因为是你参加了示威，你不同意我们的政策，所以我们要冻结你的银行账号。
Who's got the keys to the computer?
谁掌握了电脑的钥匙呢？
Okay. What if somebody doesn't like you? Who's got the keys to the computer? Will you be able to access your bank account?
所以如果有人呢，就是拿到了你的电脑的钥匙，你认为你能够就是上到你的银行账号里面吗？
And the answer is, when you can't buy and sell, you're going to starve to death, or they'll kill you outright before you starve to death.
所以呢，这个答案呢，就是说，如果你不能够进入到你的银行账号里面去呢，那你就会被活活饿死。或者说他们在你饿死之前呢，你给杀了。
This is going to be a terrible world. So Vic, you're right. We've seen evidence of it in many countries.
所以这是一个可怕的世界。那么老王呢，你是对的。所以呢，我们认为这些很多事情都会发生在很多国家。
Any other question or comment?
有没有其他的问题或者说有看法？
I have a question. 老白帮我翻译一下，就是生命册在记录在羔羊生命册，还有跟诗篇里面69章曾讲到那个生命册，这个有是不是一样的？
Okay. So Judy's question is about the book of life, book of Lamb. So she said that thisBook of Life is the same Book of Life in Psalm 69.
I'm not really sure. Do we have to translate? No, that's already been translated. I'm not sure if it is exactly the same, but it is certainly very similar.
所以他说呢，他不是很确定是完完全全一样的，但是肯定它是类似的。
What verse in Psalm 69 are you talking about?
诗篇69篇的哪一节？你
28节，28。Yes, chapter 69, verse 28.
Yes, and It looks like it's the same, and it probably is the same. God has got a book of life.
这个看起来呢是一样的，就是说呢，但是实际上呢也是一样的，因为神有一宝册，神有一本生命册。
The logic that lies behind that,Judy, is that God, whenever a person is born or before he's born, God has his name in the book. And if they sin, God has got to put the name out of the book. If they reject Jesus, he's got to blot their name out of the book.
因为呢这个呢他跟朱迪讲的这个就是神呢他有一本生命册就是这个书啊就生命册呢就是说呢在这个人出生之前或者出生以后这个他的名字其实是在上面的但是如果他们呢犯的罪或者说他们拒绝呢主耶稣基督呢神就会把他的名字从那个生命册上抹去。
So that I believe is the similar book or the same book that you have here.
所以呢就是他认为这是一个类似的就是同样的一本那个生命册是一样的。
Okay, our time is pretty much gone. If you have another question, we can look at it next week. We go very quickly through the book of Revelation for a couple of reasons, one of which is because we want to get an overview and we don't want to get too bogged down in detail, but we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to learn from the overview.
因为这里呢因为我们时间也到了时间到了如果你们还有问题的话我们下次再回答。这个回答呢就是我们学启示录呢其实学得非常快。学得非常快的原因呢是因为我们只是想给大家一个概览。就是说概览的话呢我们不想这个去读更多的细节在里面。所以呢我们希望呢通过这个概览呢你能从这里面学到一些东西。
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer and we'll carry on. We'll see you next week, Lord willing.
因为我们现在祷告，祷告主若许可了，我们下个星期见。
Lord, we want to thank you that you dare to tell us from the past what is going to happen in the future. That's amazing.
主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，因为您呢就是这样的告诉我们，从过去发生的事情，将来呢会对将来会产生的影响，所以呢这个我们非常感恩。
And we acknowledge that you're the only one who can do that.
我们也知道您是那个唯一可以做这样的事的人。
But we're also amazed that we can understand these passages today.Probably far more easily than those who lived 200-300 years ago, because we have seen the beginnings of the fulfillment of these prophecies in our own lifetimes.
因为我们非常感恩的是呢，我们现在比那个生活在几千年之前的人呢，更容易理解《启示录》这本书，因为在我们自己的人生中呢，我们已经开始看到了一些过去的预言已经开始实现了。
Lord, grant us the wisdom, we pray, to heed your counsel, which says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. We want to hear and understand this, Lord.
所以主啊，求您赐给我们智慧，赐给我们智慧，让我们能够去倾听您所说的话，就像那个说的，启示录说的，说是有耳的，就应当听。主啊，我们想听。
And we want to have the wisdom to consider these things, to calculate as we can so that we understand them more fully.
对主啊，我们要让这有这样的机会，智慧去数我们能够数的数，这样呢，我们就可以更好的去理解。
And we want to live the implication of it all, and that is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ today.
我们也要把这个他指示出来的东西活出来，就是今天我们要去服侍我们的主耶稣基督。
We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.